One of the biggest motivators we have in our life is that of pain. Why is pain such a large motivator? Why do we always seem to turn to pain than looking at the rewards of stepping through that pain? We're going to be talking about that this week on episode number 219 of The Relaxed Male.
This is The Relaxed Male, a show that comes to you each week helping men to remove the nice guy from their life so they can actually live their life on their terms. Join the host, certified coach Brian Goodwin, as he helps men step out of their heads and become free from the thoughts that bind them.
Hey man, hello and welcome to The Relaxed Male. I'm your host Brian, and I am a certified men's coach who assists men who are just neck deep in the suffering of their life. That those relationship problems that we have, like we're going through a divorce or we're just struggling with trying to meet our boss at least halfway, all those little relationship problems that we have, from our wives to our kids to our bosses to our community, these are all centered around relationships, and we struggle with these on a day-to-day basis. We, us men, come to day-to-day struggles, and life can come at us fast, and sometimes we just become so overwhelmed that we don't know what to do. I help men get to the root of their suffering, help them step back, relax, so that they can actually enjoy life. In each episode, we look at what it takes to actually change how you look at life so that you are better, stronger, more successful on the other side. And we don't even play the victim. And this week, we're talking about pain, which is an interesting topic to look at, because we as humans seem to be attracted to pain. Though our brain works real hard to make sure that we stay safe and that we don't experience pain, we still find ourselves turning towards pain. Look at little kids. When they run face first and, just bounce off of stuff, pain doesn't affect them. As they get a little older and they learn to ride bikes, all of a sudden they're jumping, homemade ramps that would be condemned by the city at the first glance. We go to the swimming pool in the summer, and what are we doing? We see who can do the best belly flops. We do caveman dives. We do things that can cause some pain. We dare each other to do stuff see who can jump off the highest point without getting, a broken bone. And yeah, there's a little point where we become really obsessed with pleasure when we turn into teenagers, because, we want the exhilaration, the oxytocin and the serotonin and all the other feel good chemicals that run through our body as we meet girls, meet those of the opposite sex, those folks that we're attracted to, and the feelings, the funny sensations that we start to have. And it becomes very centric to our lives when we're in the young stage. There's a little period where we're all about pleasure. And this is where a lot of the teenage kids really get themselves hooked on drugs and alcohol, because they're so focused in on the pleasure that they forget what the pain is. But yet we turn to the pain more and more and more as we get older. So why do we appear to turn to pain? Why do we appear to put ourselves through all these different ordeals when all those pain areas actually have a tendency to hold us back? We want to turn ourselves to the unhelpful, the problem-oriented pains of our life when we avoid the actual easy pains. And there's hard pains, there's easy pains. There's things that we have to do that we can actually go through, and it's not really a big thing. It's just a weird little thought that we have that, oh, I don't want to do this, this is scary. Talking to a new customer, oh, that's really scary. Why? You're just talking to a person. Why is talking to another person suddenly scary? Because of what our thoughts are. And that's actually what keeps us falling back into our old, I'm going to say, habits over and over again. People who are overeaters. Why do we overeat? Because we don't want to face a pain So we would rather give ourselves, instead of turning to a pleasure of tackling that pain and getting past it, we would rather turn to a different pain, pain of being stuffed full, being completely just, you know, we've pushed ourselves to the point to where we are way too full. We're miserable. We're stuffed. We overate. People would rather, instead of facing the fear of not having the fear and the pain of not having the social lubricant of alcohol in our face, in our lives, we would rather face the misery of the following of the hangover the following day. Instead of having the energy and the drive to go and complete our goals in our life, we would rather suffer through the withdrawals of heroin or of meth or of some type of drug like that. We would rather face the pain that's going to hit us at a later date than deal with a perceived extended pain that doesn't actually happen. Am I making any sense on this? I'm sussing through this thought today because I know we turn to pain in so many ways, but at the same time we would rather let's use me for example. All right, me trying to get clients to signed up. All right, I would rather feel the pain of not having a client contact me. I would rather sit around complain about that than to do the thing that would actually bring fulfillment to my life. Yeah, there's a little thin veil of fear there, but at the same time, it's not going to kill me. It's not going to cause major harm to my body. It's not even going to cause minor harm to my body. It might cause my heart rate to increase a little bit. I may get a little sweat on my brow, but I'm going to be talking on the phone, so no one's going to see that. No one's going to hear my heart beating in my ears. All because I have a fear of hitting, of getting a no, of getting rejected. I'm afraid of the rejection more than I am of the pain that I'm receiving. The pleasure that I want is to be able to make enough money that I can get my debts taken care of, actually buy myself a second vehicle, and to be able to get out of the truck so I can serve you men even better. Yet saying that and my actions dictate the opposite, dictate that I want to stay in the truck because I'm not asking the questions. I'm not going to other men and asking them, can I help you? Can I change your thoughts? Can I help you see where your thoughts are getting in your way so that we can change them? That satisfaction, that fulfillment right there for me is much scarier than going, well, I don't know. I need to start talking to people and I just talk about it. I talk about the talking. I don't do about the talking, if that makes any sense at all. We want to turn to our pain a lot more than I want to find the fulfillment. And this is with the average person, the extraordinary person, the person, the Elon Musks and the Jeff Bezos and the Bill Gates, whether you like them or not, they have overcome their fear. They have overcome, they have turned to facing the pleasure. They have started seeking the pleasure more often. And because they seek that real pleasure, not the temporary pleasure that brings pain, they are more successful in life. While I am fighting to get to the point where I am living a life where I have more pleasure in it, I'm no longer sitting around going, well, am I going to have enough money to pay the bills? Am I going to be behind on my house again? I can actually go, we've got this. We've got this is all under control. We've got this taken care of. So why do we want more pain in our lives? And this is the point that I was kind of getting to. I was getting around to, because we do like that pain in our lives. And that's a lot of it is because pain is a better motivator. The pain of getting told no is a little bit stronger than the pain sitting there wishing I was in a different environment. The pain of not having our lights turned off compels me to pay my bill. The pain of losing access on my phone and all that that entails motivates me to go out and work and do something that other than what I really want to do, which is to work in helping y'all as men become better men in your relationships. It's too scary to avoid that pain. We turn to that pain because it grabs our attention. We often also turn to pain. We turn to overeating. We turn to hangovers. We turn to withdrawals. We turn to our self-destructive tendencies, a lot of times out of scarcity. Oh, I'm never going to be happy, so I've got to grab this little bit of pleasure. But are you really happy by being pleasure? The answer to that is actually no, because we're always going to have a 50-50 life. Half of our life is going to be pain. Half of our life is going to be pleasure. And that's one reason why we try so desperately to find happiness. I want to be happy. I want to be happy all the time. You're fighting against nature then. You can't be happy all the time. And because you're seeking out all that happiness and you're demanding that you try to be happy all the time, you're actually making yourself even more miserable. Again, we turn to the pain. We return to the pain. We keep putting ourselves in this pain because we don't want to do what's needed to experience the pleasure. We avoid certain types of pain that would free us from deeper pain. We avoid the freedom of discomfort for physical pain. It's too scary to avoid the pain that we're experiencing. Our pain that we have in our life, whatever it is, whatever our goal in our life is. For me, I want to have a multi-million dollar coaching business. That pain or that thought, that pleasure, the thought of having that type of pleasure requires that I look into the pain that I need, which is getting out of my comfort zone, stepping out and asking a person, hey, I'm a coach. May I coach you? We have this scarcity in our life that we're never going to be able to experience pain. We're never going to have enough. We're never going to do what we want to do. So we turn to, oh, woe is me, which creates more pain. Instead of experiencing and by the means of us avoiding the pain that we need to address, we throw ourselves into more pain. Yet when we face that pain and we tackle it and we overcome it, then we're able to step into the realm of pleasure and whatever pleasure is. Whenever I say pleasure, 90% of the time, I'm thinking fulfillment, being fulfilled in life in my actions. The other 10% is me being a 12-year-old boy going, yeah, it's pleasurable. So, yeah. But we want to avoid the big scary pain for the debilitating pain, which when you start breaking that down and you start looking at it and you start really picking those pieces apart, it makes no sense. That's why I'm struggling so hard on explaining this right now. At first, I was writing it out. I was like, yeah, okay. And as I talked, I'm like going, no, we're avoiding pain to go to pain instead of avoiding pleasure to go to pain. We're avoiding pleasure and we're staying in pain, which is what we're doing. But it's because we have a little bit of pain that we're avoiding. We're avoiding this. We've got a bunny rabbit size amount of pain and we're turning to a bear size amount of pain for comfort. And we're not finding the comfort. That's what makes us so miserable. You go to Martin Luther King Boulevard in Oklahoma City, and you're going to see homeless all over the place. Why are these people homeless? Well, depending on who you talk to, you're going to get an answer. Well, it's, you know, so-and-so. But if you boil it down, it's because they did not want to face a certain level of pain. So they avoid facing that pain and have in turn thrown themselves into more pain. They're homeless. Winter comes along, they're cold. Summer comes along, they're sweating themselves, you know, stupid. They're struggling just to make the day-to-day to find food. Yet they could have food, they could have shelter, they could have love and families, but they would rather take a drug. They would rather do anything other than face the immediate pain of changing their life. This is one reason why I say homelessness is a choice. They chose to be homeless. Now, are there actual people who have got a mental illness who are homeless? Yeah. And that's a problem in itself. Now, are all the people out there mentally ill? Well, if you talk to psychiatrists out there, they're going to say, oh yeah, everyone there, you know, everyone's got a mental illness. I would disagree, but that's me. But we're also keeping pain in our lives. We seek out pain when we're not being intentional with our thoughts, with our actions. When we start becoming intentional, we change. Why am I facing, you know, why am I avoiding making those client calls? Okay, let's start being intentional in why we're avoiding the calls. Start being intentional on making those calls. Poke yourself through that. And it's a thin veil of fear. It looks like it's a spike filled brick wall that won't budge an inch. But yet if you approach it, you can see that it's waving because of a faint, faint breeze. It looks horrible, scary, terrible. But yet when you face it and you walk up to it, it falls away. And the problem is that once you go through it, you've still got to go through it. You're going to have to go through that veil time and time and time again. And often it's going to look like it's the same veil, that little bit of fear, until we absolutely conquer that fear and we start living with an intentional life. That's going to end up causing us problems. We're always going to turn and run back into the pain that we really want or that we really don't want instead of the pleasure that we claim we want. It's easier to get drunk, to get high, to overeat, to watch porn, to do other things than to build that relationship we want with our wife, to have the relationship that we want with our son, to have the relationship we want with our daughters, with our parents that we have turned our backs on. It's easier for us to go without having our parents in our lives and to think that, oh, they're just narcissists. No, I hate to tell you this. There's only about 0.5% of actual true narcissists out there in the world. The rest are people who are, again, living their life in pain, and they're trying to figure out why they keep failing at relationships. And that's because the other half is too afraid to set up boundaries, to say no. Both of them are just too afraid to even fight it out and to come to the middle ground. It's easier for one to go in the bedroom and watch television in there while the other one sits in the living room and plays video games there. It's a lot easier to do that than to do the hard thing of going in and sitting down and going, so tell me about your day. What was the most impactful thing you did today? What's the one thing you wished you had done differently? And we avoid that because a lot of times we're going to say, I don't know. I didn't do anything great and grand and wonderful today. Is there anything I'd like to do different? No. Well, maybe. Okay. Yeah, I could have really needed to sweep the floor and I didn't, but you know, I could have. That's something that might have been able to be done, but I didn't do it. So, you know, no, I didn't do anything. Didn't do anything great. We look at ourselves and go, oh, wow, there's more that we need to do, but we didn't do. And we kind of wish we had done. By not being intentional, we throw ourselves into more pain. When we aren't being intentional, we look at life as if we don't have enough resources instead of looking at life and seeing all the abundance we have. We stop being grateful and start being jealous of what other people have instead of being grateful for what we've been blessed with. Our means of advancing ourselves, advancing who we are, where we want to be, having better relationships, better lives as a whole can happen. We just have to be able to change our lines of thinking. If you're willing to change how you think, how you approach life in general, you'll find out that life has got so much available for it. Everything you dreamt of is possible, but you have to actually do the hard work. What is the hard work? I don't know. I'm not you. I know what my hard work is, getting out there and actually doing what needs to be done. That's what I, more like, more than ever am typically not doing. So that's something that I need to change. I need to get out there and start making phone calls, start shaking hands and introducing myself to people. But that is the rub. If I want to get out of pain, I have to go through pain. And that pain isn't, like I said, it's not bone crunching pain. It's just discomfort. It's just doing something that I'm not used to doing. I don't have a strong sales muscle. So I got to work the sales muscle, got to build it up, got to develop the skill to sell. And you've got something very similar. You just have to go through and be willing to fail at it, be willing to suck at it for a little while. Because when you start learning that it's okay to suck at something, all of a sudden, before you know it, it becomes great. But to be able to do that, we have to avoid the pain. So guys, if you'd like to help on getting out of your pain and to step through that veil, that thin veil of pain, to live the life that you want to live, to have the relationships that you crave for, like for you to reach out and talk to me, say, just go to relaxmail.com/coaching offer. And right now I've still got spots open for a $6,000 coaching package for only $300. If you are interested in that, please reach out, shoot me an email, say, hey man, I am interested in getting this offer. What do I need to do? Just go to there, fill out the form, and let me know that you are interested in the offer. When you do that, I'll get back to you, send you a link to my scheduling software, and then we'll go through and we'll talk it out. So guys, with that, I want to say thank you very much for listening. If anything I said here resonated with you, thank you, or made you think of somebody who could really stand to hear this, share it with them. Share it out on Facebook. Share it out on Instagram. Share it out on Threads and X and all the other social media sites out there that you attend. Share this out and let other men know there's this podcast that's called The Relaxed Male. We're changing the lives of men. We're helping men have the relationships they crave for, helping men have the relationships so that the wives, the women in their life can have the relationships they want. Because when we start showing up as men, people start responding. So guys, with that, I want to say thank you very much for listening. We'll see y'all next week. Till then.